Pakistan marked Yomi Istiqlal on Tuesday with nationwide rallies, seminars, and diplomatic events to condemn India's illegal revocation of Jammu and Kashmir's special status on August 5, 2019. The day served as a powerful reminder of India's continued oppression in the disputed region, with Pakistan's leadership, civil society, and international allies renewing calls for justice and self-determination for Kashmiris. The main rally in Islamabad, organized by the government, began at the Foreign Office and culminated at D. Chowk, with participants including federal ministers, parliamentarians, diplomats, students, and civil society activists. At 10 a.m., the entire nation observed a 1 minute of silence to honor the sacrifices of Kashmiri martyrs, who have fallen victim to India's brutal occupation. Also, the Islamabad Policy Research Institute, IPRI, hosted a seminar titled August 5 and Beyond, Violations of International Law in Yotk. Speaking at the seminar, Senator Mushahid Hussain Syed accused India of Hindutva fascism and compared its policies to Israeli apartheid in Palestine. India's actions in Kashmir mirror the worst forms of colonial oppression. The world must act before it's too late, he warned. Former AJK President Sardar Masood Khan dismissed India's claims of development in Kashmir, stating, "If Kashmir is truly prospering under India, why are Kashmiris still barred from visiting martyrs' graves? The truth is, India fears the Kashmiri people's unbreakable spirit." Meanwhile, Hurriyat leader Altaf Hussain Wani, in an emotional interview with state broadcaster, described August 5 as a day of betrayal. India thought it could erase Kashmir's identity, but the resistance grows stronger. Pakistan's support gives us hope that justice will prevail, he said. From the mountainous regions of Gilgit-Baltistan to the bustling streets of Karachi, Pakistanis from all walks of life participated in rallies, seminars, and marches to express solidarity with the Kashmiri brethren. In Gilgit, a major rally was held at Sir Syed Boys High School, where Governor Syed Mehdi Shah addressed a large crowd. He said that August 5 is a black day in history when India violated international law and UN resolutions. "The people of Gilgit-Baltistan stand firmly with our Kashmiri brethren, and we will continue our struggle until Kashmir is free," Shah stated. In Kuwata, Mustung, and other districts, protests were led by government officials, including Health Minister Bakht Mohammad Kakar. Speakers condemned India's state terrorism and called on the UN to intervene. In Peshawar, a massive rally was led by Governor Faisal Karim Kondi, who warned that Pakistan is prepared to take decisive action. "We have already shown India our strength in the May conflict. If the world continues to ignore Kashmir's suffering, Pakistan will not remain silent," he declared.